Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, July 13, 2005, and 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Caribbean, where Hurricane Dennis survivors are mopping up even as Tropical Storm Emily revs up. Food for the Poor Zanheel Aloma says that they're distributing relief goods. Being prepared was helpful for quick response when Hurricane Ivan tore through last year. As for ministry,
it's very difficult when your house is blown down, when your roof is blown off, when you have no food to preach God's words and not to offer a helping hand. So by seeing that helping hand from their church organizations, from their pastors, they're recognizing that God's goodness is alive through us.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's economic crisis continues to worsen. Skyrocketing prices for fuel and food and the lack of jobs are adding to the problem. It's getting so bad that the ministry of the Bible League is being seriously affected. According to the area director, they've had to reduce office hours due to the lack of fuel for transportation. With office vehicles grounded, the churches can't get needed materials. Pray that God would provide for ministry needs and for comfort in this difficult time. And OMS International wants kids to go on mission trips to Bangladesh. Through their Kids Can Do education program, kids can take a virtual mission trip and make a huge difference, says Susie Howard of OMS.
A lot of Sunday schools and VBSs, the children will actually raise money for a project, but sometimes they really don't know what they're doing. And so by educating the children, they have a better idea of who these people are. They have more compassion for them. We'll tend to pray for them more at home and hopefully someday be even open to the thought of going somewhere else and doing something.
Go to our website to learn more. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, go to missionnetworknews.org. Help us continue to call people just like you to missions around the world. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.